Do you ever think that you would love to live in a city that doesn't actually sleep? Sort of a city that can rival some of the greats like New York, Tokyo, all around the world. City of Sydney definitely has that vision. It's on the lookout for people who work in Sydney's nightlife, cultural and creative industries to join a new expert advisory panel. I think aptly named the Nightlife and Creative Sector Advisory Panel. And they want to look at what we can do about Sydney's nightlife. Now, Councillor Jess Scully is, of course, well-known to 2SER audiences. Councillor, welcome back to Breakfast.
Morning, Nick.
Now, what are we trying to do with this panel? What's the end game for the City of Sydney?
Of course, our end game is a more fun, diverse and active nightlife. And supporting the nightlife we already have in Sydney. But part of it as well is making sure that we're communicating in the right way to a broader audience. Because at the moment, what I found after, a bit over a year of being on council is that actually a lot of young people and a lot of people who are in non-traditional sectors don't really engage with council submission processes and so don't really get to have their voices heard. So part of the role of this panel is going to not just to help us on policy, but help us on communications and help us on getting messages to the to people in the most effective way.
So who are you looking for to join this panel in that case?
Well, it's a real mix of people. We want people who work in the nightlife and cultural and creative sector. If you have worked in hospitality, if you run a restaurant or a retail shop or a cafe, if you produce music or stage productions, we're looking for you.
Okay. Well, this time last week, we were talking about the Time Out City survey that came out that ranked Sydney really quite low in terms of the happiness of people in it. And we talked a lot about whether Sydneysiders have felt a bit beaten down by lockout laws, about what's been happening to our nightlife. I guess I'm curious, is there an appetite to change up the way we look at this? Is there an appetite to reinvigorate our city after dark, or are we just kind of, wearing it now? Are we just kind of hunkering down and thinking, well, that's how it is?
I think it can be a bit of a self-fulfilling sort of prophecy. The more we talk down Sydney's nightlife, the fewer people feel encouraged to go out. And you know what? I still go out, Nick, and I still find lots of stuff to do. And there's a great mix of things, and there's new areas in the city that are opening up. And the reality is that nightlife changes. Every city is a constant evolution. And yes, it's absolutely true that places like King's Cross are not the nightlife centres they used to be. And Oxford Street has also suffered. But Redfern and Newtown have changed and are really thriving. And there's a whole new mix of things to do in those places. So sometimes nightlife's not where you left it, like your keys. And so, the next stage for us after this this panel gets together and we get this great team of advisors is to do a big piece of work over the rest of this year, which looks at where nightlife is happening in Sydney and saying, do we need to change development controls, things like trading hours, to reflect where nightlife has moved in our city?
Look, I do play devil's advocate with that, of course. I think that, certainly what we've done with small bars around Sydney has really revitalised a lot of areas, and it can be quite a lot of fun. I know that similar panels to what we're doing in the City of Sydney have been used in London, New York, Berlin, even Amsterdam. I mean, they've been quite effective there. Can Sydney kind of build itself back up?
Yes.
Excellent.
I think, look, and it's the job with the best homework ever, because your job is to go out more. And I think if every one of us kind of stopped talking down Sydney nightlife, of course we accept that we have challenges and that things have changed. But, go out there and try a new bar this week. Go out there and find a new gig or something new to do. Meet up with people in a new restaurant. There's so much on offer in our city. We've just got to go out and explore it more. And I think we've also got to get more people involved in the conversation. And that's what I hope this panel can help us do.
Look, Jess, some excellent advice there. You are taking submissions for the panel now. We'll make sure there's a link up on 2SER.com so people can find it easily. When do submissions close off? What's the end date?
February 26th, and we want lots of 2SER supporters and listeners involved in the panel too. So, yeah, please do sign up.
Yeah, please do. We'll make sure there's plenty of details up on 2SER.com. Councillor Jess Scully, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Nick.